Let us now try to ask for the Lord's blessing in prayer. Lord, all-ruling, all-knowing, and all-sufficient, in whom's providence we are gathered together in this afternoon in the eastern part of the country for an happy occasion, as it has pleased thee 4 years ago to bring to the curatorium and to be accepted, while others were not accepted. What makes us to differ? What a weighty decisions, man-made decisions. But as it is always the prayer, by the leading of thy Spirit, and that has brought the young candidate thus far, that in this hour we hope to install him according thy word and according the form in that holy office, becoming a minister of the gospel, to preach mainly two things: death in Adam, but also life in Christ, to speak to in themselves lost ones, ignorant ones, hostile ones, in whose heart is not the least room for one word of thee, but there is also a Holy Spirit who maketh room. That wonder need to happen time and again to the unconverted. Wilt thou to that end bless his ministry and grant in his heart love to the unconverted fellow traveler to eternity, love to his entire congregation, to his consistory, to the brothers in the ministry. Remember him, Lord, in serving this people as their history go back for many years already. Other ministers have brought their message as well. Even recently they had their own minister. And now again they will fill that empty place. O grant thy blessing upon it, and make it for him an easy task. He has tasted already something of thy goodness in the years that went by, and much is changing, but about thee we can read, I change not. That is that incommunicable attribute, that thou art unchangeable. We commend unto thee also his dear wife and children, as they have to follow their husband and father. Wilt thou make it well with them and their relations too, and that they may settle in this part of the nation, and having a good and respected place among their people, being also an example to the other ladies of the church and the other children. Wilt thou remember then also the relations in the far west, but also in the Netherlands, where they also listen at this moment, and the empty places Grant, Lord, that the prayers which were sent up by them who were not a stranger of thee may be answered by thee in thy favor. Remember the brothers in the ministry. Remember the students. Help in their education, that also later on they may have the same day and the same event. And wilt thou grant from time to time people who are sent out by thee and pushed out by thee to be received in the way of the means for their education and to serve the congregations. Remember the missionary minister among us. We command the widows of thy servants. Wilt thou remember them in their loneliness? We command also the youth of the congregation. Oh, they receive a young minister, that he may be among them in fatherly love, and that he may accept his message, which is death in Adam, but also life in Christ, and that it give them stability in a time where so much is moving in the wrong direction. Oh, that he may serve them continually and also faithfully. Wilt thou remember the denomination? We command, Lord, all the sick ones and the empty places, they who thought to attend but were hindered, and may we receive this afternoon the opening of the scriptures. Wilt thou remember the brothers when together we hope to keep that open Bible above the new minister. Lord, that is for them in some cases years ago, and for others not that long ago. Oh, it is a weighty moment, and it is all our desire that we may preach thy word. That open Bible need to be opened every week again in preparing. Wilt thou help them then also? I remember, Lord, them who cannot attend. Oh, thou knowest for what reason. We command also the country, the government. They shall not have the least knowledge of this, but that they have to realize there is still a God-fearing people between the borders, and according the Bible, it are the corks whereupon the land is floating. Oh, remember then also the president, and that he may realize that that kind of inhabitants are also with him, and they pray also for him. We command it all unto thee. Wilt thou then help in this hour? Remember also our own dear wife, with all the children also who could not attend. She brought him on the world, and now we may attend together this occasion, that it may humble us, and that it may grant in our hearts that through thanksgiving to end indeed the Lord, wilt thou so help us. Oh, give a blessing to the hearers. Answer the prayers of the Adams and the Hurst. Remember in reading the form, help us all together in the forgiveness of our sins. For Jesus' sake we pray, amen. Let us continue by singing number 112, Psalter 112. Before thy people I confess the wonders of thy righteousness. Thou knowest, Lord, that I have made thy great salvation known. and what follows the four stanzas of number 112.
Thank you.
beloved congregation, travelers from the other congregations, consistories, and also dear young brother candidate, years ago there was in Utrecht a boy, a young man. He said to his father, "I become a minister." And he had already done steps to get that education. He says, "Boy, if you become a minister the way how you are now, then you have never to count upon the attendance of your father because you are unconverted." What a statement. And it went through. And that boy was unconverted. And father did not come. But he prayed for him. And in his ministry, he became converted. Our text for this afternoon, Matthew 13, the verses 51 and 52. Matthew chapter 13, the verses 51 and 52. Jesus said unto them, "Have ye understood all these things?" They say unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then said he unto them, "Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old." Thus far. A heart-searching question by the Lord Jesus to his disciples is our theme. A heart-searching question by the Lord Jesus to his disciples. And with the Lord's help, we'll try to explain it in three different points. First, this question concerns their understanding. Secondly, their answer is in the affirmative. And thirdly, whereupon he compares them to a householder. We repeat it. Matthew 13, the verses 51 and 52, a heart-searching question by the Lord Jesus to his disciples. This question, our first point, concerns their understanding. Because, you read that in verse 51, "Have ye understood all these things?" That's about your understanding, of course. Secondly, their answer in the affirmative, they do not say maybe, they do not say we hope, no, it is yea, Lord, also in verse 51, yea, Lord, no doubt, yea, Lord. So they answer in the affirmative, not in a negative way, but the affirmative way. And then our third point, congregation, whereupon he compares them to a householder. So as soon as it came out of their mouth, "Yea, Lord," verse 52, then said he unto them, "Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. So a comparison about that kingdom of heaven and then a man that is an householder, distribution. Whereupon he compares them to a household, these 3 points with the Lord's help. So then first, this question concerns their understanding. And dear son, you are in an area of America where is much understanding. Very, very gifted people in that East. Huge city of New York, many offices, companies, more or less the heart of the business world, which are gifts, which you cannot buy, which you cannot steal, and is even blessed by the Lord. So, where we see this question concerns the understanding, you will meet in your visits gifted people. Maybe they don't say it themselves. Which is on itself a blessing, but you come with something that is hidden for the wise and the prudent. I revealed unto babes. So there's a contradiction then. Yes, of course. So we do not neglect or deny that understanding business-wise, material-wise, medical-wise. But where does that remain? When you walk on a cemetery, what is there much understanding buried that went with them into the grave? All their experience, all their gifts. One thing does not go into the grave. That is a new heart. Anna, when you have your people in front of you, you make some introduction, couple minutes. But then you try to come to your goal. Is that man in front of me converted or not? That lady, that mother, that son, that daughter. Do we know the heart? If you get light upon it, yeah, as far as the Lord opens it. But that is hidden. And it is possible you meet one and the Lord gives them opening. Maybe you came there loaded with a lot of difficulties. And exactly at that spot, that person may reveal what the Lord has given, you say, that is a member for whom I am never concerned anymore because he or she is in good hands. Where is the next one? Understanding. In the conversion, your understanding, the Lord enlightens your understanding. That is by nature, even of a professor, of a doctor, that is darkness, spiritual wise. Distinguish that. And know your own territory. Oh, dear hearers, he asked at his disciples, did the Lord not know if they had understanding and if they understood his speaking and teaching? Oh, yes. But it was that they should know it. Well, he says, if you have then, if you understood it, this question concerning their understanding. And then your answer, my second point, in the affirmative. Yeah, did he doubt about it maybe? while he was God and man, oh, he knew exactly whom they were. And he knew how far the knowledge of him was in their life. He knew what Judas do. Their answer in the affirmative, and what are all these things? Well, you read in the whole chapter that he speaks about a parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. In verse 31, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed. A couple of verses further, another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal. Oh, the word became flesh. What an instruction. What an instruction out of him, that he may be your source. And he goes further, 44, 45, 47, all different parables. Like unto a treasure hid in the field, that kingdom of heaven. Like a merchant man. Like unto a net. And we don't explain that because of the time, but the kingdom of heaven is strictly, that is strictly the will of God. That is the kingdom of heaven. The revealed will of God. The authority of God and his word. You receive today a place in that kingdom of heaven, in a holy office. And you have to promote and to protect that kingdom of heaven. It's our calling. So the question, have you understood all these things? Can I use you in my service? Yeah, he knew, of course, as we mentioned that already, how it really was. But no doubt, yea, Lord. Their answer in the affirmative. And later on, then they will learn that although they answered yes, but practical, it was more no than less, because in the way of the Lord, you do not become wiser, but more blind and more foolish. And what you say on a young age, quite open and frank, later on, it is more hesitating and more careful. Their answer in the affirmative. Then they say, yea, Lord. Well, if you did not understand these things, you was not a candidate today, and you would not become a minister. They listened to you on the curatorium. Is that man called by God or not? Yeah. How do you know that? You have to listen. How they explain their calling. And if that is accepted, they say, now we will make a beginning with your instruction. Our own teacher, the late Reverend De Geer, he always says, boys, it is just the beginning. Just the beginning. And then you get your instruction, which is on itself a great blessing, that we have teachers. And they point with the fist, that is this, that belongs to that. And they ask you a few things, you have your examinations, and they see a little beginning of that understanding. But of course, there is understanding in a twofold way, outwardly or inwardly. Oh, how do we need the Spirit for to get insight into the Scriptures? Yeah, they answer in the affirmative, but later they will know, oh, what are many things hidden. And what did I say about it? Just as far as I knew it. You never come further than just where you are. But the people say there is a truth behind the truth. And that's in his answer. My third point. Whereupon he compares them to a householder. See, because you're yea, Lord, then I say, therefore, that is connected to that yea, Lord, therefore. As if he called them, so to speak, in their own words. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed into the kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven congregation, we have about that kingdom many texts in the Bible. That is finally the state of being perfect. The conversion here, in essence, then it is perfect, but it is just the beginning of that new life. There is then a new and an old man, but there will remain a kingdom of heaven where the Lord shall be all in all. That kingdom of heaven. You read a revelation that John saw it descending from the Lord. That is the final state of the church where it will be perfect, but that has here a beginning. And that is compared to a man that is an householder. And we know an householder, that you have a family. You earn your daily bread. There is a mother who takes care for that income that is spent in the right way, and that the children receive food and drink, clothing and everything. An householder. That is the one who is here in this world and who has many things to do every week to get it all, to keep it all running. Many, many details, many, many messages. Householder which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. That is also the food on the table is new, not too old. Always something new. When you came through a week as a mother too, there's a new week coming. When your Sunday is gone, you got help, there comes another Sunday. Do not come with old things. Yet the new things, they will touch the old things. But there are still people, office bearers, members, they say, there is not so much new anymore in the minister. Is maybe the door closed to heaven? You need sometimes a collision, so to speak, spiritual wise, to come again on your knees. That you hear yourself preaching, and that it drives you out into your inner chamber for something new. It's very important. Whereupon he compares them to a householder. You cannot bring the old food on the table. Out of his treasure things new and old. When you prepare your sermon, the Bible can be so closed, congregation. And here at the inside, so close too. How was your last Sunday? Very nice. It went so easy. Well, can you not use that text? No, I can't. Because my text was of installation, new and old. No, I don't do that. Because there are more than 30,000 texts in the Bible, close to 35, new and old. Yeah, that the Lord will give some light upon it, just a little beam of that light from above. There you know it. Yep, you have that doves. That is maybe not here, but in Europe there's a kind of a game. They bring them far away. And they open that case, and then they need to find their home. At first they circle a little bit, and then straight they know the direction. New and old things. There's a wrestling in your study. There's upon your knees. And then you got to learn, without me, ye can do nothing. Yeah, but your office then, yeah, that is holy. But that need to be filled in. Not as old things. And we hope that you may have people with new ears. With a new heart. That need to be maintained. That spiritual life need food and drink. And that is always the refreshing from the second person. That need to be a living Jesus Christ. And you only find him. Yeah. When do you go to your doctor? When you have pain. What's the matter? Yeah, doctor, that's why I'm here. And he tried to find out what it is. You get medication. Oh, that impossibility to deliver another sermon. There's now always that you're unstuck. And not only, but also your sins are there too, your shortcomings. There's not such a mountain. There you was wrong, there you have not been. That case is not solved. You are so unhappy. So impossible to be a minister. He needs to make it true again. That's so nice in that Psalter. Make me true within. And then, yeah, we see them laying under the viaduct in Grand Rapids. They sleep in the open air. They have not much, I think. That's a little bit your picture. Spiritual wise. So impossible. So guilty, so ignorant, so wrong. Do not underestimate the old man, and do not underestimate the devil and the world. And so to the pulpit, yeah, with a prayer, with a cry, Lord, help, help. He is the needy when they cry, and then he opens it on his time. Oh, then you stand there again, Lord. What was my thinking wrong about thee? Oh, how faithful he is. Dear son, how faithful he is. You know there already something of it. You will learn that he too. And you know, if he opens that, then you get love to that soul. Then the soul of your hearer is just as important as your own soul. Then you get love to your hearers. Then you see them as living creatures on the way to eternity. And that it is a God who works instrumentally, Manson, instrumentally. He will use means. And the treasure that is now the Bible, that is that word of God. Then the clock is your enemy, so to speak. It's now time already to stop. Yeah, yeah. They need to go home. But they come back. Out of his treasure things, new and old, congregation of Franklin Lakes, do you hear your task? Your duty, consistory, to be for him on your knees? And it will return to you. In the way of God's faithfulness. And even he will fall away, instrumentally necessary. But only God in Christ remains. Out of his treasure, things new and old. Then you own the Bible. And the Bible owns you. His treasure. New and old. Oh, dear hearers. That work will never come to an end. That just has a beginning. Whereupon he compares them to a householder. And do realize the things that you bring out, they are related to eternity. our hearers are on their way to eternity, and that is an eternal well or an eternal woe, a wrestling to get that connection with the Lord Jesus Christ and lay him then in the midst of the congregation. They laid him in a manger. Was that his beginning? Yeah, that was his beginning. But that ends at the right hand of the Father. And that the church will be too. What brought you here? Instrumentally, my minister. The Lord used him to preach that word. He fell away because he was a servant of Christ. Oh, is there a greater thing? Is there a greater thing? We have to close. When the late Reverend Lemijn installed Reverend Spans, I had to call him for something. And until today, I don't know why he told it me. He said that he installed that minister. But he says there was more to say, but I had no more time. He says the rest you will find out yourself. Amen. Let us sing number 428. Stanza 8. Thy word is as a lamp unto my feet, a light upon my pathway unto heaven. I've sworn an oath, which gladly I repeat, that I shall keep as always I have striven, thy righteous judgment holy and complete, when unto me thy helping grace is given. Of 428, stanza 8. Congregation, then we will read now the form for the ordination of the ministers of God's word. You have your book, but in the old Psalter is 141, but this book is smaller, so just what you have. The sermon and the usual prayers being finished, the minister shall thus speak to the congregation. Beloved brethren, it is known unto you that we have at three different times published the name of our brother Hubert de Leeuw here present to learn whether any person had aught to offer concerning his doctrine or life, why he might not be ordained to the ministry of the word. And whereas no one hath appeared before us who had alleged anything lawful against his person, we shall therefore at present, in the name of the Lord, proceed to his ordination. For which purpose you, Hybert de Leeuw, and all those who are here present, shall first attend to a short declaration taken from the word of God touching the institution and the office of pastors and ministers of God's word, where, in the first place, you are to observe that God, our Heavenly Father, willing to call and gather a church from amongst the corrupt race of men unto life eternal, that by a particular mark of his favor used the ministry of men therein. Therefore, Paul saith that the Lord Jesus Christ had given some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and ministers for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Here we see that the holy apostle, among other things, said that the pastoral office is an institution of Christ. What this holy office enjoins may easily be gathered from the very name itself. For as it is the duty of a common shepherd to feed, guide, protect, and rule the flock committed to his charge, so it is with regard to these spiritual shepherds who are set over the church, which God calleth unto salvation and counts the sheep of his pasture. The pasture with which these sheep are fed is nothing else but the preaching of the gospel, accompanied with prayer and the administration of the holy sacraments. The same word of God is likewise the staff with which the flock is guided and ruled. Consequently, it is evident that the office of pastors and ministers of God's words is first that they faithfully explain to their flock the word of the Lord, revealed by the writings of the prophets and the apostles. And apply the same as well in general as in particular to the edification of the hearers, instructing, admonishing, comforting, and reproving according to everyone's need, preaching repentance towards God and reconciliation with Him through faith in Christ, and refuting with the Holy Scriptures all schisms and heresies which are repugnant to the pure doctrine. All this is clearly signified to us in Holy Writ. For the Apostle Paul said that these labor in the word, and elsewhere he teacheth that this must be done according to the measure of rule of faith. He writes also that the pastor must hold fast and rightly divide the faithful and sincere word which is according to the doctrine. Likewise, he that prophesieth, that is, preach God's word, speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. In another place, he proposes himself as a pattern to pastors, declaring that he had publicly and from house to house taught and testified repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. But particularly, we have a clear description of the office and ministers of God's word, 2 Corinthians 5, where the apostle thus speaketh, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us, namely to the apostles and pastors, the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Concerning the refutation of false doctrine, the same apostle said that the minister must hold fast the faithful word of God, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers, Titus 1 verse 9. Secondly, it is the office of the ministers publicly to call upon the name of the Lord in behalf of the whole congregation. For that which the apostles say, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word, is common to these pastors with the apostles, to which St. Paul alluding thus speaketh to Timothy, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, and so on. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2. Thirdly, their office is to administer the sacraments which the Lord had instituted as seals of his grace, as is evident from the command given by Christ to the apostles, and to them to all pastors. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Likewise, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, and so on. Finally, it is the duty of the ministers of the word to keep the church of God in good discipline and to govern it in such a manner as the Lord hath ordained. For Christ, having spoken of the Christian discipline, says to his apostles, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And Paul will have the ministers to know how to rule their own house, since they otherwise neither can provide for nor rule the church of God. This is the reason why the pastors are in Scripture called stewards of God and bishops, that is, overseers and watchmen, for they have the oversight of the house of God wherein they are conversant, to the end that everything be transacted with good order and decency, and also to open and shut with the keys of the kingdom of heaven committed to them according to the charge given them by God. From these things may be learned what the glorious work the ministerial office is, since so great things are effected by it. Yea, how highly necessary it is for man's salvation, which is also the reason why the Lord will have such an office always to remain. For Christ said, when he sent forth his apostles to officiate in his holy function, lo, I am always with you, even unto the end of the world. Where we see his pleasure is that this holy office, for the person to whom he here speaketh could not live to the end of the world, should always be maintained on earth. And therefore Paul exhorted Timothy to commit that which he had heard of him to faithful men who are able to teach others. And he also, having ordained Titus as minister, further commanded him to ordain elders in every city, Titus 1 verse 5. May I ask now the candidate to arise, please. For as much therefore as we for the maintaining of this office in the Church of God are now to ordain a new minister of the word, and having sufficiently spoken of the office of such persons, therefore you, Hubert de Leeuw, shall answer to the following questions, which shall be proposed to you, to the end that it may appear to all here present that you are inclined to accept of this office as above described. First, I ask thee whether thou feelest in thy heart that thou art lawfully called of God's church and therefore of God himself to this holy ministry. Secondly, whether thou dost believe the books of the Old and New Testament to be the only word of God and the perfect doctrine unto salvation, and dost reject all doctrine repugnant thereto. Thirdly, whether thou dost promise faithfully to discharge thy office according to the same doctrine as above described, and to adorn it with a godly life also, to submit thyself in case thou shouldest become delinquent either in life or doctrine to ecclesiastical admonition, according to the public ordinance of the churches. What is thereupon your answer?
Yes, truly, with all my heart.
Congregation, let us now sing Psalter 436. And we sing first stanza 2. Lift up your hands to him on high. Behold his temple ever nigh. With holy awe bow down to him. Praise ye the Lord, his name proclaim. Then we ask the ministers, Reverend Vogelaar, Reverend Witvoet, Reverend Den Hollander, Reverend Van Ruitenburg and Elder Willekes to come to the front for the laying upon of hands. God, our Heavenly Father, who had called thee to this holy ministry, enlightened thee with his Holy Spirit, strengthened thee with his hand, and so governed thee in thy ministry, that thou mayest decently and fruitfully walk therein to the glory of his name and the propagation of the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Timothy 4, verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in this.
Psalm 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Open thy mouth for the dumb, in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy.
I will make thee fishers of men.
Second Timothy 4, verse 2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
Congregation, let us now sing, standing please, 436, stanza 3. Take heed, therefore, beloved brother and fellow servant in Christ, and to thyself, and to all the flock. Over which the Holy Ghost hath made thee overseer. To feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Love Christ. And feed his sheep, taking the oversight of them, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lord over God's heritage, but as an example of to the flock. Be an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. Meditate upon those things. Give thyself wholly to them. That thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed to thy doctrine and continue steadfast therein. Bear patiently all sufferings and oppressions as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And the chief shepherd shall appear. Thou shalt receive a crown of glory that faded not away. Dear brother in the ministry, dear son, we have in this hour not to end in man, but only in the goodness of a triune God. Also that God of the former generations. Both your great-grandfathers have churched the church for many years as elder. There were among them, at both sides of grandfather and grandmother, converted people. When her mother passed away, 49 years old, leaving a family and 10 children. The day before she died, the Lord came over. I am thy God. And the God of thy seed. And I was a student in Rotterdam. Then Reverend A. Hoffman, he knew her when he was minister there. And he said a few words about it, that the Lord will work in generations, and we may have the proofs of it. It is also for your dear brothers, of whom there are also who may have an office, and for your dear sisters. A very important day, also for your dear wife and your in-laws, also for the congregations, as also Pixie Butte, where the Lord was willing to open your blind eyes, and the other churches, of course, even in the Netherlands. Oh, we have not to end in man, but in the Lord, and of it is the hope of your father, who is still blind and still deaf and foolish and ignorant, but that we may hear once in a while out of the congregation and the other congregations that it may go well. And that does not mean that there is no strife. Oh no, it is a church militant, but do never forget that Satan has much power but is not almighty. That is only Christ. And then I hope, Hybert, that the Lord gives you love to the souls of your members, children included. And the Lord knows histories and backgrounds. We don't know that right away, and sometimes you know it never. And that is sometimes good that you don't know it. But understand it, we live all together as fallen people on earth. We were sent away out of paradise, and that because of our own fault. But that paradise that came back in the New Testament, do you know where? Now you have to stand at the feet of the cross. There were some of the women, and they have heard out of the mouth of Christ to one of the two, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He took one of the two with him. And my dear boy, and it is my heart to wish that also here he may take some, and could it be all, that it is as a fruit upon your labors. We have not to say thus far, be diligent, as I have seen you was, but that it may stay that way. And then also for the consistory brothers, a new minister. And that is not the first time that you have a new minister. And there are, of course, memories about the former elders too, who went away of all flesh. It was always good to come here to preach. Now, this your new minister need also your assistance, you understand that. And we may believe that you will give that assistance too. We hope for a good cooperation in the meetings, and that it may be from time to time evident that he has not brought himself here in Franklin Lakes, but his sender. And that it may also be in the congregation, also for the youth boys and girls. You have a young minister, and he was also young when the Lord stopped him. Oh, youth, be faithful in your catechism class and other things. And then we hope also for you that the Lord will make him to be a blessing. And of course, when I think here about my own family, my own dear wife, I bet you was with all the moves that we made forth and back, the US, the Netherlands, Canada, and it was always good. The Lord has made it all well. I may say you this afternoon, my dear boy, he is faithful to unfaithful ones. Oh, then it is our hearty wish that also Franklin Lakes may have the fruits of it. And you are at the eastern part of the country. It is not a place here, and the time does not allow that either. But read the history of this eastern part and see how the Lord brought them also from the Netherlands. What the God-fearing people and ministers have walked in the cities of New York too. We continue with reading the form. You may sit down. And you likewise, beloved Christians, receive this your minister in the Lord with all gladness and hold such in reputation. Remember that God himself, through him speaketh unto and beseecheth you. Receive the word which he, according to the scripture, shall preach unto you, not as the word of man, but as it is in truth the word of God. Let the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things be beautiful and pleasant unto you. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. If you do these things, it shall come to pass that the peace of God shall enter into your houses, and that you who receive this man in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and through his preaching, believing in Christ, shall through Christ inherit life eternal. Since no man of himself fit for any of these things, let us call upon God with thanksgiving. And that's also the end of the service, congregation. Merciful Father, we thank thee that it pleased thee by the ministry of men to gather the church to thyself and to life eternal from amongst the lost children of men. We bless thee for so graciously providing the church in this place with a faithful minister. We beseech thee to qualify him daily more and more by the Holy Spirit for the ministry to which thou hast ordained and called him. Enlighten his understanding to comprehend thy holy word, and give him utterance that he may boldly open his mouth to make known and dispense the mysteries of the gospel. And you him with wisdom and valor to rule the people aright over which he is set, and to preserve them in Christian peace, to the end that our church under his administration and by his good example may increase in number and in virtue. Grant him courage to bear the difficulties and troubles which he may meet with in his ministry, that being strengthened by the comfort of thy spirit, he may remain steadfast to the end and be received with all faithful servants into the joy of his master. Give thy grace also to this people and church, that they may becomingly deport themselves towards this their minister, that they may acknowledge him to be sent of thee, that they may receive his doctrine with all reverence and submit themselves to his exhortations, to the end that they may, by his word, believing in Christ, be made partakers of eternal life. Hear us, O Father, through thy beloved Son, who hath taught us to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us now sing the closing Psalter, congregation 444, the stanzas 7 and 9. Jehovah's mercy floweth like a river from everlasting and abideth ever. And the ninth verse, bless him, ye hosts, in praises without measure, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. What follows in both verses 444, 7 and 9. Receive now the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.